Hello, future friends.
And welcome to the Be My Friend podcast.
Hey, I'm Tiff, and I'm here with my co-host and, more importantly, my friend, Tyler.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to our first official episode. Back in black. I hate AC/DC. Never mind.
Oh, I like AC/DC. I hate AC/DC. Our friendship ends on this episode.
No one ever watches this again. They're like, Tyler has terrible taste.
I like two of their songs that play at weddings.
That's the worst. Those ones the most.
That one, I just go full-blown air guitar and...
Shook me all night long.
Yeah. No, is it that one?
Probably.
No, I don't think so. I think it's the other... I don't know. I have to send you my wedding video now.
Do they play Back in Black?
Maybe it shook me up all night long. Is it even AC/DC? I don't even know. I don't know. All I know is I get on my knees and I do a full air guitar and the hair is going.
I really like this intro. This is, I think, our best intro we've ever done.
Fascinating stuff.
We just start off with a very bold take from me yelling about how I don't like AC/DC.
And I'm like,
but we're not here to talk about us.
We're not here to talk about memory lane and AC/DC, or are we? Actually, we are going to go down some memory lane right now.
We are. We truly are, because we do have a new thing to talk about, but we also have an old thing to talk about because we didn't get to get around to it. Phase. Season one ended. So here we are.
And I know everyone was kind of going a little crazy with the Phases season finale. So
rightfully so. We had like 7 curveballs thrown at us. I mean, it was really only one, but it did feel like I was dodging them in every direction because of how wild it was.
The buildup to the season finale was pretty nuts. And we have talked about those episodes before with Leon and Min and how they crushed our soul a lot.
You'll notice we don't have Lemon on our little collection of displayed pictures anymore if you're watching us on YouTube. So
yes, there is no Lemon. There is no Lemon. I am off that boat. I'm just angry at the Lemon ship. It's not that I don't love Leon, because I do. I'm just really mad at his life choices right now. And I'm really mad at Min, too. And I just don't think they're very compatible at the moment, now understanding their past a little bit more and how really weird they are to each other. So, yeah.
Get ready for that. That's a taste for what's to come. We just started off with, like, I hate AC/DC. And also, like, we really hate Lynn. We hate Min and Leon now. We don't want them together. Okay.
We're just angry.
Today is the episode where we're very mad.
So angry as we come back into the Webtoon universe.
But there is something that's making us really happy.
There is. And it's nocturnal. External.
Eternal, nocturnal, but it's like a play on eternal. It's eat turtle, eat turtle.
Yeah, eternal.
By the lovely Instant Miso, creator of Siren's Lament. She dove into it first. Give Tiff full props. She convinced me to start it right away too. You better go get on it while it's brand new and fresh, because we're 4 episodes deep and we love it so much already.
We couldn't just read the free episodes. We needed more. And I still want even more after the Fast Pass episodes. It's that good. So
that's how you know.
It's a story you've never read before, focusing on dreams and dream eaters. And we don't know yet if this whole dream eater concept is good or bad. And right. It's just getting really exciting. Right. And of course, the artwork is gorgeous. And if you didn't think that her artwork could get better from Siren's Lament, it did. It did.
She was telling me all about the first couple episodes and how good it is. And I do believe one of the first things you told me was, Tyler, she draws a whole frickin' whale. Nat was like, what? Why is there a whale? I was intrigued.
It's gorgeous, though, because we dive into the main character who struggles with sleeping. She has that, what's that called?
Insomnia.
Yes, insomnia. Blah. That's insomnia. A word I can't say. It's like
I have insomnia. I don't suffer from it currently, but I get really bad bouts of insomnia, so I understand.
She struggles so bad that she has permanent dark circles under her eyes that her friend was like, oh, I like your makeup. And she's like, that's not makeup.
We related to that.
We understand.
So this poor girl, she has insomnia. She's tried so hard to get to sleep and she's trying all these things. And I can't believe one of her steps was to give up caffeine. I mean, it is currently 6 p.m. and I'm drinking green tea. I don't have that ability that she has. I don't care if I sleep that much.
Right? I could never give up coffee. Forget that. I mean, people know. People legit tell me every morning that I need to drink coffee or I am going to be cranky as heck.
Like, can you get on that? Like, damn, I'm addicted.
It's a serious thing. For her to give that up and she's going through all the different steps of trying to sleep and taking vitamins and whatnot. And she does eventually fall asleep. When she does fall asleep, her dreams are so vivid and beautiful. And that's when we truly see the artwork that this creator is making and how gorgeous it is with the whale and the clouds. And you just get the dream feels of this main character. And she looks so, she has no more dark circles under her eyes. You know, she looks happy in her dream.
I was trying to remember her name. Her name is Eve. That's our main character. I had to look it up really quick, even though I just read it like 5 hours ago. bad brain. Yeah, she's gorgeous. I think she really hit it out of the park with both of our seemingly new main characters. I'm assuming Day is the new male lead. And Eve, just, they are stunning pieces of work.
Ooh, talk about abs. Ooh.
Oh my god. Ooh. I forgot that one scene of him just like waking up. I'm like, whoa, it's like that Umte panel from Unholy Blood that just lives rent-free in all of our minds.
He just like gets up and puts his shirt on and he has these little fangs and I'm like, and that's spiky. It's like ginger, but it's softer. It's more of a pinkish ginger, yeah, like type
muted,
of hair.
Muted ginger. We have a new contender for best abs in the Webtoon world, which is good. I'm glad we're getting some fresh meat.
Yes. And I mean, gosh, it's like the best of both worlds because not only does he look incredible when he's normal, but then when he changes into this crazy purple being that you will learn about.
Right.
Whoa. He looks good purple too. You're like, hello.
And he's got that little baby. That little baby, looks like a little piggy. I think it's maybe a taper. It's like a dream spirit. It's so cute.
It's so cute. I love it. And it, oh my gosh. So much. Go throw your coins at this. It's going to be so exciting. You know, we're starting off with Eve and she's struggling with sleeping. There's this weird purple hot man that comes into her dreams. He's apparently eating them. You know, you learn that from the description as well. You'll learn a little bit more about that in the Fast Pass episodes.
A good reason to Fast Pass.
You know, Eve's friend is a psycho.
Oh, God, yeah. She has this influencer friend, which on some level, I think we try to aspire to be. Not quite on that level, but yeah, she's a piece of work. You're the only person we've been introduced to in Eve's life, aside from a brief, video call with her mom, is this friend of hers who is wildly internet famous. 2 million subscribers, I think, and she's very, you could tell, she's kind of a typical, seems a little selfish.
Yeah, and she basically asks Eve for her voice.
It was like a Singing in the Rain situation. Do you know Singing in the Rain?
Yeah.
It's a classic musical. If you've never seen it, anyone, you need to. It's one of my favorite movies of all time, but it's literally like Singing in the Rain. She just wants to use her voice.
Yeah, it was so terrible, too, because even the way she went about it, she was stressing out how she's nervous she's going to lose viewers because all these musicians are becoming popular now, on the social media platform. She's like, I did post a video of us when we were karaokeing the other day, but it's just like me with your voice. I'm just lip singing it. What?
So she basically, right, she like basically did this from the start, and then she made it seem like it was kind of like a, oh, oops, everyone thinks this is me now. I mean, it's such a ploy. She definitely guilt trips our poor girl Eve. I'm very curious to see where this goes with her friend, because her friend seems so sus from the beginning. Everyone we've talked to agrees. Side-eyeing you, miss girl.
And it's terrible because Eve is losing all these jobs because she can't stay awake. And they even, like, say she's not polite or she has resting bitch face. We understand.
I get it. It's really quite sad. I know she can't keep a job. And, oh, so my God, it's made even worse. I don't want to spoil everything that happens, but you definitely learn about some of her, like, old dreams and ambitions and... Oh, I already love Eve. I already love her so much.
It seems like it's going to get pretty crazy, even though we only have a couple episodes in. We do have this creepy manager, too, with this weird, like, scar and stuff. He is so shady, and he's definitely going to play a big role in this, too. You just have this weird feeling that all of this is going to tumble out of control.
What is this?
With this creepy manager and her best friend. I can't wait to learn more about our purple... hot-abbed, pink-haired man.
And his name is Damon. I freaking love Damon. I love that name.
We're on board for this, so stay tuned, because we're definitely going to be talking about this webtoon a lot more, yeah. Especially since it's new. We wanted to, like, jump on it and just express how excited we are for it.
Especially after Siren's Lament. When it ended, we were so overjoyed with the way that that wrapped up. I think that that is such a well-balanced story from start to finish. I know we were both really big fans of it. So going forward, we already know that she is capable of creating a lovely story. I don't know if you ever read her first one too, Where Tangents Meet, I think is what it's called. I could be a little wrong on that, but it's close to that. That was a really, really cute little love story too. So she is 100% capable of making just beautiful stories. And yes, like Tiff said, give it a few weeks. We're going to be back talking about it again once we've got a little more content to cover.
It's taken all of us not to
so cute.
Talk about the Fast Pass episodes right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. So. We're like three Fast Passes in and we're like bursting.
Yeah, we're like, whoa, this is amazing.
Yeah, that's our new one. We are looking forward to, and now to kind of go back into our past. Like I said, we really want to talk about FaZe, because where we left off with before the finale, I think... last time we really talked about FaZe was surviving a shipwreck. Oh, it was when Shu was carried out of the, like, wreckage by Jacob.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like when we were waiting for the Shu reveal.
Shu's alive.
Oh my God. I mean, the way that Tiff and I flip-flopped immediately over to the SS Shu, it's a little bit alarming. I think it took even both of us by surprise. We were like, whoa, because I think Tiff was more diehard Leon than I was, but I still loved Leon and Min so much. And it's not that I don't love Leon now. We even talked about that already. It's just kind of a, they should not be together.
We just don't think they belong together. And, you know, we kind of needed their past to understand that. I know a lot of people always say that the past episodes of Min and Leon was very lengthy, but I feel like it helped us to basically understand them a lot more and why they're so awkward with each other.
Yes.
I really needed those episodes to understand that.
I did too. And I really want to do a reread of the whole series, season one, before Joe comes back with season two, because I do think there's probably a lot that we could maybe go back and find, and maybe we should have done that before we recorded this episode, but YOLO. I do not think he should have done it any differently. I think that backstory with Leon was really, really important, because he is one of the main characters. This is about Min, and one of the big players in Min's life was and still is Leon. So we needed to understand that pretty big arc of the buildup, what they've been through, and what it ultimately deteriorated into, to understand Min's character better and to ultimately understand Leon's character better, because I think there were some twists and turns we didn't even really see coming as Leon fans.
It's it clouds me a lot. It clouds my vision for Leon in the future. I'm at the point where I want Leon to die or be evil. I'm like, he just has to be one or the other.
I just, like, I'm at the point where I want Leon to die. But I love him, I swear.
I love Leon. I really do. I just, the choices he made in that ultimate moment of what he said to Min confused me so much and took me back a little bit. And I feel like their relationship isn't mature enough to happen. They can't be mature together.
It is not. They are not. They grew up together, and instead of maturing together, they kind of went apart, and they both handled everything pretty poorly.
Both in selfish ways, yeah. I think, for both of them.
Totally, totally. I think what really stood out to me was I just felt really weird about that, and we've already talked about it. We won't pile it into the ground too hard here, but I did appreciate when my mom was talking with us during our pumpkin carving episode. Check it out. I liked the way that she did word it, because that did actually help me quite a bit. Kind of the idea that even if Leon, to them, that's his family, and even if he is their family, at the end of the day, maybe some of that really truly wasn't his business, regardless of how much he thought he wanted to help or not. Because even in that moment when we were expecting, oh, this is his big thing, this is where Leon's going to say, oh, I see your power, this is what I'm going to do to help. Instead, he was like, oh, I see it, now no secrets, I love you. And we're like, what? That is the weirdest way to react to that. But that just proves that his desire to know about it, I don't think was actually coming from a place of where he wanted to help. I think he just felt really left out. And honestly, the more I think about it, the more I kind of stewed on it. It really wasn't Evan or Min's job to have to tell Leon everything about what's going on with her. It's okay that I think they were worried about it and concerned, because it's really messed up if you think about it. I mean, she has superpowers. And he knew that much. He didn't need to necessarily know, like, what she looks like when it happens or anything like that, if you really think about it.
It's really hard because Leon has no family. So I totally understood him wanting to be more a part of it. And I feel like Evan made that whole situation a little bit more toxic with certain decisions they made, just by letting him stay there and making him feel so apart, but then leaving some things out.
Well, I don't even think that. I think it's the way that he made it seem to Leon. Because I don't feel like it was bad that they left that from him. Right. But I feel like there were ways they could have explained it, or ways they could have gone about it that didn't make Leon feel like he was missing out on something huge. But at the same time, I'm now thinking about it, and I'm like, why did he care so much? I don't know if I would have even cared that much. I would have been like, oh, okay, I don't...
Right.
I get it. This is really bad. Maybe someday we'll figure it out, but I don't need to see you, FaZe. Like, that's okay, Leon, but that's where the obsession sets in.
Right. And I think the whole battle with me with it is that I always thought, and it was explained that way, that Leon wanted to figure out a way to help her. So I felt like that's where his obsession came from, that because he is so high tech and he is so smart. So I figured, well, Leon wants to know so bad so he can do something about it, since no one, Evan's not doing anything about it, Min's not doing anything about it. They're just like, all right, well, this is what happens. And he's like, well, we should try to help. And right. I guess in that moment when it came out that that really wasn't the true reason, well, not in that very moment, he didn't use the appropriate words.
Right.
You know.
It became clear.
It was awkward. And I was like, no, Leon, you wanted to see because you wanted to help, not just like because you wanted to see it. Like, I don't know. It was just really weird. And I guess that kind of broke things for Leon for me. So I'm just kind of mad at him. I'm also mad at Min for, you know, just kind of bringing him down a little bit.
She was so mean to him before she phased, and I understand her frustration and everything that happened, but I
feel
like
they're so immature together. Yes. They're very immature together.
That is what I was about to build off of. It's just like, I feel like even all of that could have been forgiven and possibly remedied if they would have just had an adult conversation about it after it happened. And instead, they just pretended it didn't happen, and that is the weirdest thing they could have done, and it bothers me to my core. I'm like, what is... I know that you're young, but they are adults now. So I'm like, what are you doing?
I know. Like, because now we're back in present time and they still act like none of that happened, that she never cut his neck or like where he is or that, like, they don't talk about
anything. They literally, yeah, don't know where he is. They act like they weren't both just extremely hurt by one another. They act like they never banged. And you know what? That is the true crime here. Because to pretend that that didn't happen, we saw it and it just,
it was glorious.
I'm offended.
It was glorious. Why wouldn't you want to remember that?
We're like, talk about it, okay? Talk about it. That's what it is. It's some of that could have just been redeemed if they had only had a conversation, but they didn't. So I think that's where we start running into this issue with, I love how we haven't even talked about the twist that happened at the end, because we're just like, Leon and Min, let's unpack it.
We're just like, nah.
It's such a complex story. I think that that just proves it. It has really frazzled us quite a bit, but
it's pretty hard to knock me off a boat, even when I know the main character is not going to pick that person. To this day, I stand by Ian. I mean, I don't want Ian with the main character, Lyra, in Siren's Lament, but I will always be on Ian's ship. Like, I love Ian. It's really hard to knock me off a boat. So right now, I am, like, officially knocked off Leon's boat, and I'm like, ooh.
Yeah. Well, in the way... The way he brought Shu back. So, okay, Shu's return, it was glorious. We already did talk about this a little bit. Jacob just carrying him from the debris of the building. We love Jacob. We've become extreme Jacob stans at this point now, and I think that that's fair. His return was awesome. The fact that you really thought he was going to die, and then Min's powers actually brought him back, which we didn't even know that could happen. That was so cool.
There is a lot of character development in Shu in such a short amount of time. I mean, he took on the whole situation from a way mature level, even when Min, and this is the thing that always makes Tyler and I so mad, because she always runs away from her problems. Like, this is what she always does. I mean, it's kind of like what she was taught to do, too, like, to shelter herself from everything.
I think I'm projecting because I get so mad at her for that, because, like, if there's a problem in my life, I'm like, I do not see it.
Right, but we don't do that.
Wait, I'm just kidding. I've never done that. Come on, Min, get your shit together.
But, like, she basically, it's just always the same thing. And I'm really glad that Shu wouldn't let her do that. He's like, no, like, tell me your story. I want to know your story. Like, I know this all happened. We're not going to pretend I don't know this happened.
Well, I actually really appreciated his approach to her. And that's what sealed my ship jumping, was the way that Shu approached the idea of a future relationship, be it platonic, romantic, whatever they're going for. Clearly we have our reasons to believe it's romantic. But what I really liked is that he went about it in a, here's the option. I'm going to be here. I'm not just going to let you sink away. I'm going to, like, you're going to perceive me right now. You're going to look at me and know that I am coming to you to say, hey, I'm giving you the option to get into contact with me again because I want you in my life. But if you don't want that, I'm going to leave you alone. And I loved that because Leon was so obsessive and controlling of the situation. That's what she knew before, was Leon being right. Like, I'm going to see you and you're not running away. And they're like getting in a fight and he's chasing after her. And it was just like this whole thing. And she was like, okay, Jesus Christ, I chased after you forever. Whatever. Listen, if you want to come and find me again, here's where I'll be. If you don't, okay, I'll never bother you again. And he gave her that choice that Leon didn't try to give her. He didn't give her that luxury of feeling like she had a choice in just not dealing with it, where Shu did. Shu was like, if you don't want to face this with me, fine. It worked because she did, because I think he gave her that. That was the mature approach, you know?
He did give her that. It was like a combination of both. he had to learn that, though. And again, it was like so crazy how much we got in the couple episodes because he did chase her a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, he had to find her and just be like, listen, can you look at me?
Like, there are like people around Jacob's like, can you stop making a scene? I can't keep covering everything up on you. Poor Jacob.
But, I know. But that was... He had to get there so he could at least present to her and be like, I'm trying to tell you, but like, listen, if that's really what you don't want, then fine. I will leave you be.
Right. But it was just so mature how he went about it. Like, he was just like, listen, like, I'm not going to pretend like I don't know like this happened. Right. Like, I'm here. But, you know, if you're not ready. But I really liked the way he went about it. It was so mature. The way he communicated with Min, which I think Min needs, because she is this, like, she twirls out of control. Like, that's just how her life always was, so.
Yeah, we're on the shoe train. Long story short, and he does look very good. Side point, he looks great.
Shoe got a glow up. He looks so good. Shoe got a huge glow up. Like, he looks amazing. And I'm going to say Min looked amazing, too, in the last couple episodes. The freaking dress that Shoe bought her. Holy crap. Where do I sign up to get that dress? Joe, can you please send me that dress? Thank you.
He made that t-shirt. We're like, okay, now you're actually a fashion designer now. I don't know if you know this, but you need to make that dress. Or at least point us in the direction if you were maybe, did something inspire that dress? Is that dress available somewhere?
I'm like, that fat.
Tiff wants it.
I want to wear that in my house nowhere.
Please. On this podcast where 17 people will see it.
I'll be like, look, it has no back. No back.
We'll be like, whoa. I did like their little date. It was very cute. Of course, as soon as I made that jump, which was when Shu did the grand gesture of giving her the choice, and also I saw Shu's face, and I was like, damn, son, hello. I was immediately a really big fan of the last couple episodes because they had a very sweet date. It was so nice to see them together, having fun, not pretending like this didn't happen. Facing it onward, like she told him her life story, no more secrets. They cooked together. They looked gorgeous.
But then we get the big ol' whammy at the end.
That literally blew my mind into bits. It like exploded my brain in half.
Tyler was literally losing her mind. She was texting me. She was going wild. She's like, I can't believe this. She was foaming at the mouth. She's like, Shoe can phase.
I messaged Joe. I messaged my mom. I messaged Tiff. I prayed to God. I don't even know. Did you know this God? It was out of control. I was so... That threw me for a loop. I know it shook the fandom to its core. I think nobody saw that coming, which is wild to me because usually there's like an inkling. And we could have swore, though, Tiff and I could swear that we had this conversation once where you had brought up the idea that Shu could phase, possibly, but then we discounted it.
Yes. I said in a prior podcast episode, I wonder if there's going to be more people that phase in this world, because it's just so weird that Min is the only one with this superpower. And I'm like, what if it's one of the main characters like Shu? And then we're like, nah, because there was literally nothing.
That's why I'm so excited to go back and reread it, because I wonder if there are little Easter eggs that just would not have ever even been picked up unless you knew that phaser. I'm calling them phasers now. And it blew my mind. The way that at the very end, he's just like, ah, how do I even begin to explain that I'm just like you? And I was like, and his eyes glowed, and I was like, hi.
And it was so crazy, too, because he's like, and here I am saying that there's no more secrets, and here I have one.
As soon as he said that, I was like, what do you mean? I was like, oh, my God, is he? Is he? He is. And I was freaking out. I was freaking out. I can't. I don't care how absurd it was. I freaked out. I couldn't believe it.
She was losing her mind. Not to mention, like, the buildup of that whole scene. We get Min still sitting at the table. We get Leon standing looking at the screen. We just get the back of him and we're like, what is he looking at? We get Jacob looking out the window. And then you get Shu looking at himself, talking about his powers, and you're like, whoa.
We're like, when did he phase? When has he ever phased? Was he phasing forever? And now I guess I'm excited because you learn, like, Min was born with it. Was he born with phasing?
Is that why his mom beat him all the time? I don't know.
She's like, stop phasing to Tokyo.
Poor child.
She was like, I can't help it.
She's like, I'm sorry, I love you. And we're like, whoa, Shu's mom's a psycho. Why is Jacob wearing gloves?
Get in here and clean your room. And Shu's just like, oh no, I did it again. I'm in Florida.
Right?
Poor guy.
Then you just see little Jacob walking around with his gloves. Like, it's all right, buddy. And we're like, why? Why are you wearing those gloves?
Jacob appears as a child, like, let's be friends. And Shu's like, well, there's something f***ed up about you, so sure.
There's just so much confusion, I feel like. So Tyler was, like, foaming at the mouth. I'm like, what?
Tim's just like, that's pretty crazy. And I just remember afterwards, after I cooled down, which it took me a few days, she was like, that didn't really, but, like, where? Where? How? How is he a, how? And, I mean, to this day, we still don't know.
We don't know. Because if you go back and, like, we are going to reread. We are, seriously, Tyler and I were like, we need to go back and look for Easter eggs. Because we honestly think there is none at this moment. Because if you go back, think about the time when Shu was kidnapped. Boy knew he wasn't being saved by Min. He knew no one was coming for him, and Boy was not winning that fight. And that, I'm sorry, but that kidnapper, like, was skinny as heck and weak looking, and she was just getting the crap beat out of him. So I'm like, if he has Min's powers, shouldn't he be super strong? I'm just a little confused by this.
Confused. And how did he not? I guess that's the thing. Maybe he did know. Seriously, we have to go back and read it because obviously
we have to go
the
back.
Way that we've gone through it now at this point in time, our memories, I couldn't even remember the name of Eve from Eternal Nocturnal that I read 5 hours ago. So cut us some slack. But the way you look back on it, I didn't see it. I never saw any hints.
Yeah, I know a lot of people were saying that too. They're like, well, he didn't have super strength, so that's one. I mean, he did disappear to his bedroom a lot, but then, like, he invited Min into his bedroom and they played video games together. So I'm like, okay, so maybe he wasn't phasing in his bedroom. I don't really know.
Well, maybe that's just where he went because he thought he was going to phase. Maybe he knew he was safe that night. So he was like, it's going to be fine. She can come in and hang out with me.
Right.
But maybe he's more turbulent. Maybe he's just, he's really just trained himself to actively act on none of it. Like,
right.
Maybe he's to the point where he's like, yeah, you can beat me up. I'm not gonna be strong. I don't know.
I have this big brain theory about the whole phase type of power behind it. So I'm gonna get my big brain to get this out. I'm gonna say this. I wonder if Shu's powers hit their peak. And once they hit their peak, they start to weaken the person. So I wonder if Shu is technically dying now and he's getting weaker because his powers hit the ultimate level and that's why he doesn't have super strength. And I wonder if this is what Jacob was talking about all in code, because when Min disappeared, Jacob was hovering over Shu and saying, well, I guess we're both dead. And he said, both of them are going to die. And I'm like, why would Jacob die? I mean, Shu obviously is just laying here, like, ready to die. But why are you going to die, Jacob? Do they both have phasing powers? What is happening?
What is Jacob doing?
What is Jacob talking about? We never know. So I'm like, I wonder if they need Min. And for some odd reason to help figure out all these superpowers. I wonder if that is the big... I wonder if there's an there's more to just him being there for Min because Evan said so. I wonder if it involves the powers. And I wonder if this is going to cause some issues between Shu and Min, because we know it's not going to be all happy-go-lucky with them two now.
No, so. I can't wait for the angst. I actually, but now I think about it and like... You're like, that was a very good big brain moment, by the way, before I go full crackhead over here. like that was actually very good. And I would be completely on board with that being kind of the idea is that Min is probably reaching her maximum as well. And once you get to that point, it's just kind of like you degrade. And that would explain so much. But like you said, I don't know why that affects Jacob. Why would Jacob die unless he also has powers of some sort? Unless he's linked to Shu in some way? Does it have to do with his gloves? Are his gloves even relevant? Maybe he just loves wearing gloves.
He's just a germaphobe. We don't know.
We should try wearing gloves for a day. Just be like, wearing gloves for a day. Being like Jacob. Like for some reason.
Jacob.
I do feel like... The way I'm going with this, I'm like, so Min and we already remember when we messaged Joe about this. Min and Shu were like, if they just bang at the right angle, they can shoot into space and save Leon.
Are you going to cyberspace again, Tyler?
I was just thinking about Shu and Min's fun times. That's it. I was just going to say, like, I'm sure it's going to be pretty awesome.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Tiff's like, oh, she's got something. I'm like, nah, I just think they should bang.
So now you're like, oh, maybe they're going to have better than Leon because they both have powers, or will it be more dangerous to their environment?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, where will they go? What will happen to them? Will they break everything? Like, Min broke that wall, so now imagine there's two of them. They're gonna have to like go into, I don't, what is something that can't be like indestructible, some indestructible room? they have to have it built.
They'll have to go where Magneto goes. They'll have to go somewhere down there in Magneto's prison.
This is important. This is important conversation.
They're going to knock down like full skyscrapers when that happens. I mean, they already took down one. So
yeah, towns are not safe. Cities aren't safe. Nowhere is safe. Don't come out here. The cows won't be safe. I don't know what to tell them, but I'm ready to see it happen.
I'm getting a lot of like John Hancock vibes.
Yeah.
From them too. I'm getting like, I'm seeing it now. I'm just seeing them like battling, but having a bang fest in the streets and like ruining everything.
In the streets. So we're like, that's wildly inappropriate. I love it.
I don't know. It's going to get wild between them.
Are they going to produce like a little phasing baby?
Honestly, who knows? Is Jacob going to be the godfather?
What if they had a baby? Wait, I have a question about the... If they were phasing, did they start phasing after birth? Because, like, what if you were with child and your baby wasn't? Like, couldn't it phase out of the womb?
Well, right.
I feel like it'd be dangerous for them to reproduce.
That's actually a pretty legit question, though. I feel like...
These hats belong on our heads right now.
That's a pretty legit question because technically Min could have killed her mom. So I wonder if these... Oh, what's going on with these powers? I'm curious to learn more about where these powers stem from and what the heck it's doing to their bodies. Because it seems more like a curse than a...
Oh, yeah. Well, exactly. Especially when you really think about how much it affects their overall body when they phase. I mean, just the visual representation of her phasing is so gruesome.
That's why I think it's, like, weakening them.
Yeah, and I like that theory.
Yeah, because, it rips her apart. So I wonder if Jacob and Shu are onto something, but they needed someone else. I wonder, I feel like things are going to get a little dark. Me, I'm like, ha-ha.
So they're like, using her.
Yes, but I wonder if she's like, actually, I really love her. But Jacob could be evil again.
He wants to dissect her. He's like a...
And I mean, we know that Jacob's always one step ahead. Mm-hmm. You know, he already knew who Leon was. He knew all about Leon.
God, he knows everything. I freaking love Jacob. God.
He knows everything. He probably knows all about Skull and everyone. Like, Jacob seems to know everything.
I want a picture of Jacob.
Can we have pictures of Jacob? He's our new fave.
Yeah, make a Jacob poster. I'll buy it. I will buy it. Or not a post, a postcard. Do a Jacob picture so I can buy it on your Patreon. Thank you.
Yes, just one of him, like, sliding his glove
with
on
his
slowly.
Gloves. Like, he's just like, hello. He would go behind me all the time. I would love him deeply.
We'll just have one of him facing this way and one of him facing this way on either side of our
I
heads.
Will buy two so that I can.
Yes. Yes. No, I'm very curious. I feel like it's going to get pretty interesting. I don't think we're all in the good just yet. So I'm ready for this wild ride.
I really am. And it's going to be a rough. We were just talking about that. If you watched our bonus episode from earlier this week, we were just talking about how we feel like we don't have anything to read anymore because it's on hiatus. But in reality, we have so many things to read. It's still going to be a dark time without FaZe.
It is. Whenever we lose a webtoon that we passionately read every week,
it just leaves a hole in your heart.
Yes. So we'll be
We're
excited.
We're so dramatic. We're like, my life is over.
Honestly, even the ones that confuse the heck out of us, like, I seriously can't wait for Purple Hyacinth to come back. And, I mean, we're always confused in
I
that
I need to know tune. What's happening. I will never know, and I just want it back.
We're excited that Joe has had a great season, and, you know, he left us with a huge cliffhanger.
And season one really did end perfectly. All the best to you, Joe. Congratulations on finishing out season one of your webtoon. We will be back to talk about it more, of course, when it comes back with season two.
See how many more buses and trains run us over.
What's the next large machine that's going to hit us, Joe? Let us know. Let us know.
Let us know. Is it the Jacob airplane?
Jacob has a helicopter. It's going to fall out of the sky and smack us in the face. Honestly,
I'm here for it.
I can only imagine. But yeah, everyone, if you haven't caught up on FaZe, if you have been waiting, maybe you're one of those readers who fell out because of the Leon arc, which shame on you. Go back, read it. It's really great. And finish up season one because there's a lot going on.
And she was alive. For all of you that thought he was dead.
She was freaking alive. If you thought he was dead, I go to school. But yeah, everyone, just go send Joe some love. Make sure you're following him and that you're reading his webtoon because, have a nice little hiatus over there, buddy, with your cats.
If you made it this far,
comment Jacob.
He might be evil, and I'm here for it. And he might kill Leon, and I'll be even more for that. So.
Honestly, that would be so awesome. Like, I love Leon, but, like, if he died at the hands of Jacob, I'd be like...
If he died at the hands of Jacob while trying to save Min, and that's when Min and him are like, oh, okay, I'm sorry, and then Leon's dead. I'd be like, whoa, that was amazing.
That would end so great, because it'd be like, okay, see, everything, it's fine. And then her and Shu can go to where, their little magical underground bang lair.
Yeah, in FaZe Wonderland. I don't know. To the cyber universe on Saturn.
Where Leon lives, probably.
Yep. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and...
It's good to be back, everyone, and we'll be back again next week. But until then...
Over and out.